You are listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Chiles and Cindy Parakill.
Hello, my name is Matthew Chiles, and this Standard in 10 Minutes is ISO 37001, Anti-Bribery Management Systems. Here are 10 things you need to know. Number 1. What the standard is all about. ISO 37001 is a standard dedicated to establishing, implementing, maintaining, and improving an anti-bribery management system, a structured set of policies, procedures, and controls that help organisations prevent, detect, and respond to bribery, regardless of its source. Number 2. Why the standard was developed. Bribery is a global issue that weakens economies, distorts fair competition, and increases the costs of doing business. The World Bank estimates that over $1 trillion in bribes are paid each year, while the OECD reports bribery can add up to 10% to business costs and inflate public procurement by 50%. Beyond financial impact, it undermines trusted institutions, damages public services, and harms vulnerable communities. Tackling bribery is essential, not only for compliance, but for ethical governance and sustainable development. So ISO 37001 is critical, as it provides organisations with a systematic approach to combat bribery. This approach is not only about legal compliance, but also about fostering a culture of integrity, transparency, and trust within organisations. By implementing an anti-bribery management system, organisations can mitigate risks and damage associated with bribery, enhance their reputation, and ensure stable and fair market operations. Number 3. Who the standard is for. ISO 37001 is designed for organisations of all sizes and sectors, including public, private, and not-for-profit organisations, regardless of their geographical location. Its flexible framework allows organisations to tailor the standard to address their specific bribery risks and operational contexts. This adaptability makes ISO 37001 suitable not only for businesses and government institutions, but also for voluntary and non-governmental organisations. By providing clear guidance on establishing, implementing, and maintaining effective anti-bribery controls, the standard supports diverse organisations in strengthening their ethical culture, enhancing transparency, and improving compliance with legal and regulatory requirements worldwide. Ultimately, ISO 37001 helps organisations build trust with stakeholders while mitigating the risks and consequences associated with bribery. Number 4. A Management System Standard. ISO 37001 is a management system standard. This type of standard is designed to be used across all economic sectors, organisations, and geographical, cultural, and social conditions. And they are among the most widely used and recognised standards. They include standards such as ISO 9001, ISO 14001, and ISO 50001, which apply to quality management, environmental management, and energy management, respectively. In fact, there are more than 80 management system standards. One of the fundamental principles is that all standards can work together. Those who already use a management system standard in one part of their business and are considering implementing additional ones in another area will find that the process has been made as intuitive as possible. This is down to the harmonised structure, the concept that management system standards are structured in the same way. So users who are familiar with one management system standard will immediately feel at ease with another, even when using it for the first time. Number 5. What's in the standard? ISO 37001 covers the essential requirements and guidelines for establishing, implementing, maintaining, and improving an anti-bribery management system. It also strengthens leadership's role in fostering an ethical culture, enhances risk assessments by incorporating ESG factors, environmental, social, and governance, and explicitly recognises conflicts of interest to ensure ethical decision-making and accountability across the organisation. Number 6. How organisations use the standard. Implementing ISO 37001 involves a structured process tailored to an organization's size, complexity, and risk profile. It typically begins with a gap analysis to compare existing practices against the standards requirements. From there, the organization develops or updates its anti-bribery policy, conducts bribery risk assessments, and establishes internal controls, procedures, and responsibilities. Leadership plays a critical role in setting the tone and allocating necessary resources. Training is delivered across all relevant levels to raise awareness and ensure effective implementation. Due diligence procedures are put in place for business associates, transactions, and projects. And to complete the picture, ongoing monitoring, auditing, and review processes are established to track performance and identify areas for improvement. While organizations can choose to seek independent certification, ISO 37001 can also be adopted without certification as part of a broader compliance or ethics program integrated with other management systems. Number 7. Benefits of using the standard. Organizations using ISO 37001 gain several significant benefits. The standard helps strengthen integrity and foster a culture of anti-bribery, ensuring that ethical business practices are embedded throughout the organization. By implementing ISO 37001, organizations can reduce legal and reputational risks, protecting themselves from financial losses and operational disruptions that often result from bribery scandals. This proactive approach safeguards the company's long-term stability and success. Additionally, ISO 37001 enhances stakeholder trust and confidence by demonstrating clear compliance with global anti-bribery regulations and standards. This commitment to transparency and ethics is increasingly important to investors, customers, and partners. Finally, ISO 37001 empowers leadership to drive ethical decision-making and fosters accountability at all levels, reinforcing a responsible and transparent organizational culture. Number 8. How it works alongside other standards. Thanks to the ISO harmonized structure, ISO 37001 is designed to integrate seamlessly with other widely adopted management system standards, such as ISO 9001 for quality, 14001 for the environment, 27001 for information security, and 37301 for compliance. This compatibility allows organizations to embed anti-bribery controls into existing systems without duplication, making it easier to address bribery risks as part of wider governance and operational frameworks. Crucially, ISO 37001 is further reinforced by ISO 37003, which provides guidance on fraud control management systems. ISO 37003 expands the scope to cover insider threats and external fraud, supporting a culture of transparency, accountability, and long-term ethical resilience. Together, these two standards form a unified framework to address bribery and fraud holistically. Number 9. Changes to the standard. The updated ISO 37001:2025 replaces the 2016 edition and reflects a more modern, holistic approach to anti-bribery management in today's business landscape. One of the key updates is a strong emphasis on fostering a culture of integrity and ethical behaviour throughout organisations. This shift highlights the importance of embedding values, not just controls, into daily operations and decision-making. Another significant addition is the explicit recognition of conflicts of interest, supported by clearer guidance on how to manage them and ensure ethical decision-making. The standard also strengthens leadership responsibilities, placing senior management at the center of effective implementation. Number 10. The people involved in developing the standard. ISO 37001 is developed by ISO Technical Committee 309, Governance of Organizations. Established in 2016, the committee focuses on standardization in the field of governance, specifically addressing aspects of direction, control, and accountability within organizations. Technical committees bring together experts from national standards bodies and industry. The committee also benefits from collaboration with key external liaison organizations, including the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, the Chartered Quality Institute, the Information Systems Audit and Control Association, and the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. So, there you have it, a standard in 10 minutes, ISO 37001, Anti-Bribery Management Systems.
You have been listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show. Subscribe to us now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.